this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
Another live edition of the broadcast. Yes, even though it is the dog days of summer, we are with you tonight live, June 10th, 2018. And a lot tonight, right? We've got a lot to talk about. The president is in Singapore. We're going to talk about the trip, what might happen as a result of the trip. I just saw a news flash, which I have not read. And I'm wondering, could this possibly be right? The newsflash was that Senator Lindsey Graham is calling for a war with North Korea if the summit does not end with North Korea agreeing to denuclearize. Okay, maybe that is an option on the table. It just seems odd to me. I mean, we're trying to have peace here, right? We're having this historic meeting. I mean, the relationship between North Korea and the United States has been so bad that, as I understand it, there has not even been as much as a phone call in all these decades, no less an in-person meeting. So, you know, I'm hoping, I'm praying for peace. And it's funny to see those people that are not aligned with the president almost hoping for a failure in this summit because they hate the president, even though it could be historic peace. I mean, just imagine what this would mean for the world if we saw a North Korea that became, I mean, just for the North Korean people alone, not to mention the threat to the whole region, but just all of those people and how they've had to live for all these decades, the separated families between the North and the South. I mean, what a wonderful, amazing accomplishment. If that's all he did while President Trump would go down in history as one of the greatest presidents. Man, I'm praying for him. I'm hoping that it all works out, but not everybody is. All right, tonight, a big show. Hour one, as usual. Open topics, news, a lot to get into. I'll give you a quick preview here in a minute. Our guest tonight in hour number two is Jerome Corsi. Hour one, I should say, is our open hour, which will have news. Jerome Corsi is here in hour number two talking about his new book, Killing the Deep State. So we're going to talk about in hour number one. We're going to talk about Starbucks again, Howard Schultz, what's going on. Maybe we now know the reason why the whole bathroom deal and what was behind that. I've got some updates for you on that. My brand new book is out. It is out now. I want to talk about that. I also have a new website. We'll talk about the suicide of Anthony Bourdain. We'll talk about the Inspector General's report that is supposed to come out on Thursday of this week, which is possibly going to contain some bombshells. Bitcoin is dropping this weekend. We'll get into that. And also three excellent referral opportunities. That is three really unique opportunities that you can make money with, that I've made money with, that are super easy to get involved with. These are free little businesses that you can start up and make a side income from these. And I'm going to talk about those in this hour as well. Also, IHOP is going to change its name, apparently, and the new name will be IHOB with a B instead of the P. And there's a big discussion about what the B is. I think I have the answer to that. We'll get into that tonight as well. All right. Next Sunday, we'll take a little bit of a look back as next Sunday is officially our four-year anniversary of being on the radio with Genesis Communications Network. Now, I've been on the radio for many years. A lot of you know you've listened to me on other networks. I've had my own television show. I've had daily radio shows. I've had weekly radio shows. I've guest-hosted people's national radio shows. So I've been in radio for much of my adult life. But this is my 4 years of doing this show coming up next Sunday night. So we'll talk about that then. That will be my last show before we take a two-week break, which I don't think we have ever done before. We might have had to do it 1 year. I don't think it was this last year, but we had to 1 year take a two-week break because of Christmas and New Year's falling on a Sunday or a Saturday. It couldn't be worked out, so we had to take 2 weeks off. And we're going to have to do that again because I will be in South America. I'm going to Ecuador, and I leave 2 weeks from today for Ecuador. And that is a really interesting trip that I've been wanting to take for many years because I'm really investigating, going to be doing some articles, some video while I'm over there. The whole idea of Americans relocating to Ecuador as a place to live because it's so inexpensive to live there, especially for those that are retired, that have a retirement income or have an online business where they can live anywhere. Really fascinating. I'll be in Ecuador for 10 days. And so it's going to give me an opportunity. I've actually rented an apartment in Cuenca, Ecuador, and I'll be actually kind of like living there. It'll be a vacation, but I wanted to really experience what it would be like to live in Ecuador. So 7 of those 10 days, we're going to be in Cuenca, and I will actually be, I've rented an apartment for that time. So kind of living among the locals. I don't speak virtually any Spanish, but I've got a bunch of materials and I'm studying. I got everything out today, trying to get my Spanish fired up. I can say one phrase so far. You ready? The bus in Spanish is de bus. Actually, I do know a little bit more than that, but I was kidding my wife earlier this week, and I told her that's as far as I've gotten with our Spanish. But, you know, one thing that does talk is money, and so I'll probably just tip people to put up with the fact that I don't speak very good Spanish. All right, so let's get into all this tonight. And again, hour number two tonight, Jerome Corsi is here, looking forward to talking about his new book, Killing the Deep State. Howard Schultz, chairman of Starbucks, resigned this week. I don't know exactly when his last day is, but the big announcement was he's leaving the company. Now, when I first heard this, I thought, aha, he's leaving the company because of this bathroom policy, this policy that now all Starbucks are open for anybody to hang out, whether you buy anything or not. All our bathrooms are now open, whether you buy anything or not. I thought maybe he had gotten run out of town for that policy. That's my first thought. But then I heard this, and there's been many stories this week, that Schultz is actually planning to run for president. And that's why he's leaving Starbucks. Now, if I were a Starbucks shareholder, I would be so hacked at this situation because it looks like to me that he created this whole big wave of publicity to spur his own political ambitions and to ingratiate himself with the far left liberals that he will need to go to get both financial and political support from if he does run for president. It all kind of made sense to me. It all clicked. It was like, okay, now I know what this guy's up to. You know, you have those aha moments. I had that when I read the articles this week that he was planning to run for president. But if I were a shareholder in Starbucks, which I'm not, I would be really upset because I would feel like he has used the company and taken this extreme liberal position and kind of left everybody with this mess. It's like now everybody's got to inherit this bizarre position that anybody can come in, hang out in a Starbucks, not buy anything, use the bathroom, not buy anything. And then they had this big day of training. And then the guy resigns right after this. Like, talk about leaving a mess for others to clean up. And now it looks like he leveraged all that and is using that maybe as a platform to run for president. How shameful. All right, when we come back from the break, just the tragic, tragic story, the suicide of Anthony Bourdain. We'll have that. Stay tuned.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we're back. And, of course, top story for the last couple of days, just the tragic news of the suicide of Anthony Bourdain, who was a really interesting guy. I will tell you that it was one of the shows on CNN that I actually watched because I enjoyed it. And there was something unique about him. And I enjoyed the show because you kind of could follow him into all of these places that you normally don't see a television news crew. I mean, just obscure areas of Vietnam and just places in undeveloped countries where he would go, make friends, enjoy the cuisine, and share the sights with viewers. I really enjoyed it. But I also know that Anthony Bourdain has admittedly had a troubled past with substance abuse. We don't really know what happened here. There seems to be a number of conspiracy theories that are now being discussed on the internet about maybe he had some information about powerful people and he was about to come out with that. I don't know. I really don't know. We can say this, that it was a tragedy. He had a young child, I guess, a 9 or 10 year old child. And by all reports, the guy was doing well, you know, making millions of dollars, owned his own production company, which means the big bucks when you're producing a show like that. Was married, I guess, not too long ago. And you don't know, though, because, and this is something people don't understand, when you reach a point with depression that you become so hopeless and so filled with darkness, it doesn't matter all about all of those things. I mean, you could have all the money in the world. You could have great relationships. You could have wonderful, beautiful children. You could have a great career. All those things can be going well for you. But inside your mind, if you reach that point where it just becomes so dark, you can't see any of that. And I know that's so hard for people to understand. And I mentioned this in my book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. I talk about my own serious planning of my own suicide because of the circumstances that I was going through when I lost everything back in 2001. All we can say is our prayers, our thoughts go to his family, and maybe more information will come out. But it certainly was a real shock, and only 61 years old. And so still had much of his life ahead of him, and maybe more information will come out this week. All right, my new book is out. I know I've been talking about it. I've been saying it's coming out, but it finally did come out. So the book is available actually right now on Amazon.com. The print book is not showing up yet on Amazon.com. It is done, and it has been produced to Amazon. It's available there, but it's just not showing up yet. And I guess it'll show up maybe in a day or so. But the Kindle version is there to purchase. Now, I wanted to also mention that I've made the Kindle version free for 5 days. So depending on when you're hearing this broadcast, if you're someone that listens on the replay and you're downloading, The Kindle book will be free. I think it'll be until maybe like Tuesday. And one of the things a lot of people don't know is that you don't need a Kindle device to read a Kindle book. You can download the free app and read Kindle books like on your iPhone, your iPad, virtually any tablet computer or any desktop or laptop computer. And so people don't know that, but the book is free on Amazon Kindle or any of those apps for any of your devices. I wanted to just mention a little bit about my approach to this. This is my 31st book. In many of my earlier books earlier in my career, I went through larger publishing houses. And my wife and I, we were talking about this yesterday. In some cases, it worked out well when I went through publishers, but in a lot of cases, it did not. You write a book, they want to change everything about the book when you turn it into them. Even things like they want to change the title, they want to tell you what chapters they want to delete and make you write new chapters. So they want to have the control. And then you don't get paid until like a year and a half after the book comes out. So to give you a timeline, it's like you might spend 6 months to a year writing a book. You get no income while you're writing. Then you go into year two, where you turn the book over to the publisher. Then they take a few months to clean it up and, you know, create the design of the cover and, you know, get it printed and get it distributed. And then once they get it out there, then you have to wait, you know, a couple of maybe a couple of quarters before you start getting any money. So it would be possible that you could actually spend 2 to 3 years on a book without seeing a penny from it. Now, that's not the case if you publish your own, which is what I now do. So I'm using Amazon CreateSpace to publish the printed version of the book. And I'm using Amazon Kindle. Now, to do that, there's a lot more involved. I have more responsibility as a writer, but then I get about 70% of the money. And I get the money right away. So all the sales that take place this month, I'll get paid like in 30 days after the end of the month. So I get immediate money from it. Now, I get all the control over, you know, the topics and everything, but I have more responsibility. So I had to hire an editor. That was like $500 to hire an editor to go through and make sure everything was perfect, not just grammatically, but, you know, hey, you need to add a few sentences here and there. And you know, when you're writing something yourself, you're not the best one to edit your own work. Although I did go through 6 revisions of the book, but I did hire an editor. I then hired somebody to do what's called the formatting. That is to make the book look beautiful inside. So, you know, how you have, you know, where a new chapter starts, it's like a half page, and then there's a beautiful chapter title and all those things. Had to do that. That was like $200-$300. Had to hire someone to create the cover. I think that was a couple $100. So altogether, I had to put out maybe $1,000 or more of my own money to do all the things that normally a publisher would do for me. Of course, I had to still write the book. Either way, I'm writing the book. But this way, now I get 70% of the money. And so it's a different approach. It's not for everybody. But maybe you're someone that isn't a known entity as far as writing goes, and maybe you can't get a publishing contract. I could easily get a publishing contract. You know, I don't have publishers really approaching me anymore, only because I've turned so many of them down over the years. Usually they'll give you, like, you know, somebody like me, I can get like maybe $10,000 or $15,000 as an advance on a book. But then, you know, you don't see any money until your royalties go up beyond that. And you're really putting everything in the publisher's hands. You know, maybe the book won't sell very many copies and that's all the money you'll see. So I've gone the self-publishing route. I don't regret it at all. The new book is out there. It's called The 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start. You can find it tonight on Amazon for free, the Kindle version, and then the print version should show up in the next day or two. The 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. I'm excited about next week's show. In hour number two next week, we have our good friend James D. Eugenio will be here to talk about his book on the JFK assassination. Really a fascinating guy. And of course, that topic is probably the number one topic with our listeners. Just an insatiable appetite for anything having to do with the JFK assassination. We will have that next Sunday night for you, yet another program on that topic. So this is from CBS News. I want to read a little bit of this to you because this is, I think, when, and I'm going to ask Dr. Corsi about this in hour number two, but when we talk about the deep state and you hear the left kind of giggling and mocking and making fun of that, like there is no such thing as the deep state. I think this is exhibit A when you consider the individual we're going to be talking about here and what they did and the backstory here. So here it is from CBS News, former security chief for Senate Intelligence Committee indicted. Now, just so you know, the Senate Intelligence Committee, when they meet, they have to meet in a special room that it's almost like they're inside of a wire cage where any bugging devices or electronics would be canceled out by that. I mean, this is like the highest level of secrecy and security in our government, maybe with the exception of what goes on in the Oval Office with the president. But this is the Senate Intelligence Committee. So here's the article. James Wolf, the former head of security for the Senate Intelligence Committee. So he's the head of security of this committee. He has been indicted for allegedly lying to the FBI about his relationships with three reporters, the Department of Justice announced Thursday. Wolf was arrested Thursday night in Maryland, and it says here he was scheduled to appear in court on Friday. And we don't know what happened yet, okay? This is all alleged. We want to make that clear. However, this is exactly what we're talking about. Apparently, Wolf was a longtime staffer on this committee, had worked in positions like this for like 20 or 30 years. And now it turns out, if these reports are true, that he was the leaker about this, you know, the various leaks that were coming out right after these meetings would take place. And President Trump was very upset about these leaks. This is exactly what we're talking about when conservatives make reference to the deep state. This is a person who is supposed to be nonpartisan, who is a longtime civil servant, 20, 30 year career, but yet is misusing that position allegedly and taking advantage of the information that he has and leaking that to reporters. So this is what Trump is up against, people like this. And this is just one example. And this is just one guy whose hand was allegedly caught in the cookie jar. But this is what we're talking about when we talk about the deep state. You can certainly make fun of the term, but you can't dismiss the idea that there are these people that are longtime employees of the government that have risen to levels of power and they have access to information that is equal to, if not greater even than, those with the highest of high security clearances, and use those positions of power and that information they have access to undermine the sitting president of the United States. This is Exhibit A. Now, along these lines, I am very, very fascinated about what is supposed to be coming out this week. All reports are that on Thursday of this week, so that's coming up in 4 days, there is an inspector general's report that is to come out. And according to this article I'm looking at right here on my screen from thehill.com, Rudy Giuliani, who is presently serving as a lawyer for President Trump, was quoted as saying that former FBI director James Comey could be prosecuted based on what everyone believes will be in the inspector general's report, some of which has been leaked, some of what we expect to be in it, we already know. But this is fascinating to me. Here's a guy who is touring the country with his book called A Higher Loyalty, who's claiming a Boy Scout reputation, who's claiming he did nothing wrong, that he was calling balls and strikes as he saw them, was totally independent. And this report, and this comes from the inspector general's office, which has had a very, very good reputation in recent years among both Democrats and Republicans of being nonpartisan. So this report that comes out will not in any way be tainted or considered to be politically biased. But according to Giuliani, this is his quote, "I think the report of Horowitz, the inspector general, and the Justice Department will confirm that Comey acted improperly with regard to the Hillary Clinton investigation." He then goes on to say, "The first thing we're going to do is get a report from the inspector general on Comey's handling of Hillary, which I think is going to be very, very critical of Comey, as it should be. Quote, Comey really has a chance of being prosecuted as a result, but we'll see." End quote. This is fascinating to watch. And even if former FBI Director Comey is not indicted, it is expected that the report, the IG report, that will be coming out on Thursday, that it will very much taint his reputation and very much be at odds with his own narrative, as he has written in his book, A Higher Loyalty. So I'm really, really looking forward to Thursday to see what comes of that. And who knows? Maybe justice will prevail in the end. All right, we'll talk a little bit about Bitcoin here before our break. After the break, we'll talk about these three excellent little side businesses that you can get going and really make some quick money over the summer. Bitcoin. Let's take a look at the current price of Bitcoin. Bitcoin has died, I don't know, like 300 or 400 deaths. I read an article today that said something like Bitcoin's 400th funeral was over the weekend here. So Bitcoin is now down to $6,753, which is about a $1,000 drop. But if you go back a little over a year ago, it was only about $2,000. So we're still like way, way up. But, you know, people that are negative about Bitcoin, they want to present things in the most, you know, dark light that they can. Dark light, that's quite a comment. They want to put things in, you know, sort of a context of gloom and doom. And, you know, this is par for the course. And this is what I tell people that get involved with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. It is volatile. It goes up. It goes down. This is part of the process. And I talk about this in my new book, The 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start, that for most people, you just have to have a long-term perspective. You can't get worked up about these price movements. I almost look at it like, any money you put into cryptocurrency, you should be prepared to lose it all, number one. But for goodness sake, 20, 30% movements, that's just par for the course. There's nothing at all unusual about that. And who knows, by the time we wake up in the morning, Bitcoin might be back up above $7,000, maybe even closing in at $8,000. That's the good news about volatility. It goes down and then it comes back up again. So it moves around a lot. All right, when we come back, three excellent little side businesses you can set up and make a few hundred dollars extra over the summer. We'll be back.
Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and I was just taking a look at Amazon again, and it's an interesting strategy as an author. You can give away your book on Amazon Kindle 5 days every quarter. And a lot of people wonder, why would you do that? Why would you give away your book? Well, a couple of reasons. Number one, in order to get a book from, you know, a brand new book launch, to get it from ground zero, to get it, you know, built up a little bit in terms of showing up in searches and getting some traction, you've got to have some reviews. So the idea behind the free giveaway is to build up your reviews. It's also to get some new readers. And in my case, because this book is both a Kindle book and a printed book, if people really like the Kindle version, there's a good chance they'll turn around and buy the physical printed version. I think that'll especially be the case with this book, the 90-minute Bitcoin Quick Start, because it is not just a quick start guide. It also is a reference manual that you'll want to, you know, keep on your bookshelf if you're somebody that is investing in cryptocurrency. It is a great strategy to do the five-day giveaway. I've been doing that with all my books for many years, and I don't regret it at all. I've given away thousands and thousands of the Kindle versions of all of my books, and it's worked well for me. All right, before we get into these three little business opportunities that I've been teasing you about the whole show, there is a very interesting thing going on right now with IHOP, International House of Pancakes. So there is a rumor online. Really more than a rumor, because I guess the company is actually commenting on this. But the rumor is that IHOP is going to change the name from IHOP to IHOB. So the P, as in pancakes, is going to be changed to a B, like B like in boy. And everybody's trying to figure out, what is the B going to stand for? Well, I don't want to disappoint anybody. I think this is all a publicity stunt. IHOP, folks, is never going to change their name. That's my prediction. In fact, there's an IHOP being built right in my neighborhood, a brand new IHOP being built. And they put the sign on a few days ago, and the sign, which these are expensive signs they put on these restaurants, the sign is IHOP. It's not IHOB. Well, everybody's speculating, what is the B going to stand for? Some people, you know, have said it could mean burger. So now it's going to be the International House of Burgers. I don't think so. International House of Breakfast. Don't really think so. I was having some fun with this, and I put up online International House of Bitcoin. But here's the thing. This is a really, really ingenious publicity stunt, in my opinion. I do not believe for a second IHOP is going to become IHOB, because it just sounds stupid, really. I mean, and if you're IHOP and you've got that brand of IHOP, I mean, IHOP, how long has that been around? I mean, who doesn't know about IHOP? But then you're going to change it to IHOB? Maybe it's the International House of Beer. Maybe that's what it... No, I don't think they're going to do this, but I do think it's a clever marketing stunt, and we'll see if I'm right on that. Okay, three neat little side businesses you can get going to create some additional income over the summer. And I kid you not, I've done all three of these, and they're really neat, easy to get started. They're free to get started, and you can really make some quick money sharing this information with your friends. Okay. So the first one is a little app called Robinhood. It's a free app. And what Robinhood is, it's an app that you can use to trade stocks for commission-free, no commissions, commission-free stock trading. And you can also trade Bitcoin on it as well. And I think they have Ethereum, Bitcoin and Ethereum, without fees as well. Here's the deal. If you go to my link, which is freestocks.us, make sure you put the S in there, freestocks.us. And you set up your Robinhood app, you will get a free share of stock. And I get a free share of stock each person that does that. Now, after you get your free share of stock, you can join the affiliate program like I did, and then you can invite people to get a free share of stock through your link. And so far, I've gotten 17. No, it's actually 18 now. 18 free shares of stock by doing this. And all I'm doing is I'm selling the stocks on the app, and I'm using that money to buy more Bitcoin. So that's really working well for me. I'm doing well with that. Again, go to freestocks.us. Okay, the next one is called Coinbase, and you can use my link, which is bitcoinbonus.us. So go to bitcoinbonus.us. That's my link. Set up a Coinbase account. And if you buy $100 of Bitcoin, they will give you $10 of free Bitcoin. But they'll also give me $10 of free Bitcoin. And you can do the same thing I'm doing, which is you can set up your account, use my link, bitcoinbonus.us. And you can start sharing your own link. And every time someone you share your link with buys $100 of Bitcoin, you can get the $10 of free Bitcoin for just telling your friends about that. You know, it's really easy to share stuff like this on Facebook. Now, the last one is called Swagbucks. I don't have my link with me tonight. I don't have an easy to remember link, but if you email me, jim@christianmoney.com, I'll give you my special link, and there's a reward. I don't remember what it is, but there's a reward for using my link. And once you get set up, you can then share this with other people you know. So Swagbucks, it's like a discount site. You can get coupons, but you can also earn points by watching videos and completing surveys. But here's what's really cool about it. If you share your Swagbucks link with your friends and they sign up, every time they earn points, you get a bonus, like 10% or something like that, of their points that they earn generate a bonus to you. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't done anything with Swagbucks other than just share my link. And I've gotten a bunch of Amazon gift cards, Olive Garden gift cards. You can cash your points in to get all these bonuses. And there's an article, if you go to my blog, blog.christianmoney.com, an article about a grandmother that earned enough points on Swagbucks that she actually paid for a trip for her and her grandson to go to Disney World. I kid you not. That's at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. My blog is searchable. So when you get to blog.christianmoney.com, go to the right-hand sidebar, type in Swagbucks. That's S-W-A-G-B-U-C-K-S. All one word, Swagbucks. You'll find that article. You can click on that link and you can sign up and you could start doing this yourself. You're not going to make thousands of dollars with any of these three. But over the summer, you could probably make $1,000 between these three. Between gift cards and free Bitcoin and free shares of stock. All really neat things. And you're not selling anything. It's free for you to do it. And you're just telling your friends about how they can get free shares of stock, free Bitcoin, and they can get the Swagbucks thing going and earn some gift cards or some points to use to take a trip. And people just love this kind of information. And it's a way that you can really use your center of influence to truly help people you know with something that could really positively impact them and benefit yourself as well. I'm really enjoying, I have to tell you, especially Robinhood, that app where I'm getting the free shares of stock, because for the last 3 weeks or so, I've been getting a free share of stock almost every day. And the shares of stock you can get can be worth like $3 or in some cases like $150. It's kind of random what shares you get. I've only gotten shares, the highest price share I've gotten so far is a $7 share of stock. But if I keep doing this, I'm going to probably end up, the odds would be that I'll get that $150 or $200 share of stock. But all of the shares I get, I sell them and then I turn around and use it to buy more Bitcoin. None of this really takes up any of my time, just information that I put up on Facebook and Twitter and put up on my blog to share with people, because who doesn't want to get a free share of stock, free Bitcoin, or to earn points where they're able to take advantage of all these different opportunities to travel and so forth. That article, by the way,
this is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.